is that work the tears and lega kuloi hofach lovon toyehu. Tremendous Kiddush. And the person sees white spots on his skin and goes to the Kohen pronounces him Tommy. He's Tommy Tzaraas. If his whole body afterwards becomes covered with this white, and he's completely covered with white and becomes tor, which is counterintuitive. So the Chofetz Chaim says that the whole parsha of Tzaraas is teaching us the importance of achnor. Hashem discussed about Gaiva, who thinks he knows everything by himself, and he cherishes and loves those who are anovim and subjugate themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's even by Achav HaMelech, who was in HaShemayim, decreed upon him that he will be killed and the dogs will drink his blood. Lamaisa, when he heard that, he didn't just rebel, he ripped his garments and he fasted, and Hashem said that I see that Nichna Achav Melefonai. Achav has got the message to be Machni himself, to belittle himself, to subjugate himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore pushed off the rub, the destruction of his entire family in his days. Yeah, he says also that the oven goes for the veil of Lashon Hara. Yeah, so we know that the punishment is generally to order Yeshev Chutz HaMachaneh. He should sit by himself, Chutz HaMachaneh. The idea behind that is that when a person's involved in his day-to-day life and interacting with other people, doesn't think so much about him, what a life is all about and what he should be doing, how should he behave. And he's totally excommunicated out of the cities and out of contact with people. That causes him to realize what life is all about, and in Mela, that brings him to Achnot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says that's the same idea by Hofa Kuloi Lovin. If a person gets a few little white spots, so he could say to himself, oh, maybe it just happened, it's not a big deal. It does not necessarily cause him to make a change unless he goes to the second stage of going Chutz L'Machaneh. But if it suddenly turns completely white, then he realizes that this is a very strong message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something not only clearly from Hashem, it's also something very embarrassing that everybody could see it totally white, and he did others. That causes him to be Machni himself, and that brings him the desired results. Baruch Hashem, as man is there, we don't have Tzaraas, but we definitely have the ability to machni ourselves. One good way to machni yourself is, even though you feel you're too busy on Friday to learn, we have about 4 hours more than we had in the winter now, or if you make an early Shabbos, 2 hours more, whatever it is. Well, Hashem, we have new shiurim and old shiurim, and on Friday it's a beautiful way of showing Kodesh Baruch Hu that I appreciate the Torah, and I appreciate what Shabbos is, and that's the best achronah for Shabbos.